During the long days of midsummer, the Yupik Eskimos of southwest Alaska were burdened with more sunlight than they needed. To get to sleep, even at midnight, they had to put blankets across their windows to block the sun. Now more darkness has returned to their lives. The days are only 16 hours long. Another sign that summer is ending, says commentator John Active, is that villagers are preparing to leave their fish camps, taking with them food for winter and sustenance for the soul.
It's August. Our summer's labor of love is drawing to a close. All season, we Yupik have had no rest, fishing the Kuskokwim River for our winter's supply of fish. Every year, my people migrate from their villages to their traditional fish camps on the banks of the big river with slow-moving current. As always, we pitch our tents along these banks, next to our fish drying racks, which are now decorated with curing red, king, chum, and now silver salmon. As the fish dry, they are transferred into the buyukchiwiks, or smokehouses. Hundreds of them now cure there. Alder and cottonwood smoke gently wafts within the whole smokehouse. The whole fish is prepared, save the gills and guts. The women, deftly plying their ulloks or knives, slice out the cartilage within the head with much dexterity and traditional skill. The cartilage is then salted in wooden kegs for consumption in winter, a delicacy eaten by my people during tea time. Other fish heads hang high. These were sliced open like a book, and their eyes were pushed out from the inside. These eyes, thousands of them, stare at you unblinking in the bright sun's glare. The body of the fish has also been sliced open, and at the very end of the tail, the women cut their family crests into the flesh. These symbols have been handed down from generation to generation. Each family has their own. My family's crest, for instance, is the symbol X. Today, we bury just the fish heads, along with fish livers and spleens. The heads are left to ferment for about 4 weeks, and then we dig them out and eat them. A truly titillating treat for the taste buds, glorious in texture and flavor. They are pungent as Limburger cheese, but not as soft. About 5 minutes later after eating, a soothing warmth permeates the body. It soothes the soul and calms the spirit. The smell of the tipa clings to the hands like a second skin. To get rid of it, we rub the leaves of stinkweed onto the hands, and that nullifies the smell. Yes, we who live off the land are truly blessed.
John Active lives in Bethel, Alaska, and comes to us by way of public radio station KYUK.